The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
This is the Jackie Jones Challenge. And now here's your host, Jackie Jones.
Hi, this is Jackie Jones with the Jackie Jones Challenge. And my guest tonight is Tiffany Dow, the Squee-Doo Queen. I don't know if she really is the Squee-Doo Queen, but I call her the Squee-Doo Queen. And we're going to learn tonight what Squee-Doo is. I said Squee-Doo. What Squee-Doo is. And learn about Tiffany, how she got into the industry, and how Squee-Doo can help us take our business to the next level. Tiffany, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
You know what? It's so interesting how people get started doing what they do. So tell me, how did you get started doing what you do?
I stumbled on it, actually. It was back when I was a ghostwriter for some of the top, you know, marketing gurus, John Reese, Rich Sheffrin, those people. And a fellow writer friend of mine from a writing forum just happened to say, you know, look at this new site where I can showcase my writing skills. And we all went to look at it, and it was so easy to put together, and it was free, which all writers, you know, love.
And free is good.
And so I logged in, and I quickly built a lens, and I didn't really think much of it, and I started to get a whole bunch of interest in my ghostwriting skills, and I would ask people, you know, how'd you hear about me? Because I thought it was word of mouth, because a lot of it used to be. And they would continually say, through Squee-Doo. They found my lens on Squee-Doo. And they did it by searching, you know, in Google, the term, you know, ghostwriter. And my lens was coming up high in the rankings, and I didn't even know it. I wasn't even aware, because I was just kind of playing around at the time. And so that's when I really realized that there's something to that. And eventually, I made the switch from ghostwriter into full-time marketing because it was more profitable. And I noticed once I got into that realm that a lot of marketers were looking for free or cheap ways to promote themselves and their business and their products. And that's when I was like, you know, this worked for me, for my services. It could surely work for a product or in branding. And so I wrote a quick little report on it, and it sold hundreds of copies in the first hour. And I was like, you know, there's something more to this. So I went back and did a detailed, thorough ebook detailing every step, because a lot of people, they just want that handholding. They want someone to just show me how to do it. Don't make me learn it on my own.
Right.
So that's what I did.
Wow. Yeah, because it can be kind of daunting if you don't know what to do. I actually, after I read your book, I didn't even read your book. I figured, let me go in and take a look at the Squee-Doo page. And I went to squeedoo.com, which is squeedoo.com, and kind of followed along. And it walks you right through everything you need to do. But, of course, you need Tiffany's book to find out where to put the bells and whistles or where to dot those I's to make traffic really come to your site. Now, a lens, that's your page?
Yes, the lens is your page on Squee-Doo. So when you go sign up for a free account, and what's good about it is they allow you unlimited accounts. So you can sign up for one account for each niche that you're in, you know, and that just lets you showcase your expertise. Instead of saying, you know, oh, I'm a pro at dog training and I'm a pro at parenting and I'm a pro at wedding planning, you can have one for each topic. And it just makes it more believable. And so you can go in, set up unlimited accounts, and in each account you can have unlimited lenses. You can have thousands of them if you want to. And they encourage marketing, which is the wonderful thing about it. You're not going to be banned like you are on MySpace if you're caught, you know, trying to promote something. You're not going to have your account shut down overnight and you wake up and all your hard work is gone.
And you won't get, because I've heard of people using WordPress and having advertisements or too many links coming to it, and that shutting them down too. So that won't be a problem with Squee-Doo either, is that right?
No. And on each lens on your page, they have some built-in advertisements, you know, like some Google AdSense, and it's a co-op, so you're sharing the revenue with Squee-Doo. They split it with you. But there's also a ton of ways you can put your own advertisements in there, text links and, you know, you can hyperlink images, banner ads. You can put all of that in your content yourself. And each lens has modules. Those are your building blocks that kind of create the page. So you just kind of stack one on top of another.
Okay. Because I saw an interesting module in there. I think someone listed, like, the top 100, whatever it was, and it was in one big box. So that is what a module is?
Yes, that's probably a text list, or it could be a link list. You can do hyperlinks or text. They have all sorts of things. My favorites, I do a little bit of Amazon, because on Amazon you can kind of promote everything. I love Amazon. I do a guest book because I love to have feedback from everybody. Okay. I'd usually do a poll in there because you can actually tap into the minds of your consumers and ask them, what do you want? I have a PLR content site where I sell PLR products. And so I have several lenses on Squidoo about my PLR.
And what is PLR?
Private label rights. It's where you buy content very cheap. Mine's $1 a page compared to my $35 a page ghostwriting fee. So you buy, say, an article for $1 from me, but multiple people can buy it, and you have the right to claim ownership of it, like you wrote it, and you have the right to alter it and put your own links in it however you want.
Wow.
So what I do is I promote that on my Squidoo lenses, but I also ask my customers, because I have a list, and I'll send them to my Squidoo lens and say, hey, take this poll. What do you want me to do for the next PLR batch? Do you want me to do it on travel? Do you want me to do it on dog training? And they'll vote, or they can add their own.
Okay.
So it's really interactive. And then you have, you know, your regular text modules where you can just type in articles, text that you want to put in there. You have YouTube videos. So if you're able to do viral videos like I do with Camtasia, you can stick those right on your Squidoo lens, and people will not have to go to YouTube to watch them. They just stay right there on your lens.
You don't lose that traffic.
Right. It doesn't leak out. And then the only other one that I use consistently is the RSS feed for your blog. So if you have a blog, your Squidoo lens will literally once a day, or even every 30 minutes if you want it to, it will pull the content from your blog and hyperlink it right there on your Squidoo lens.
Wow.
So I like that.
Now, which module would that go into?
That's called an RSS feed module.
I see.
And you just
now
enter
about
your...
people that are trying to build traffic or build up a database, do they have to have like an AWeber account or another autoresponder type system to capture names?
If you're trying to build a list, you would.
Okay.
Which is just highly recommended. That's probably the first thing I would recommend anyone in internet marketing do is get that AWeber account. That's the most important thing, because if you have a list, with my list, I can send out one email and, you know, boom, you see the sales come in. It's very important.
Now, so how long did it take you to build your list? Just curious.
It's less than a year that I've built. I have several different lists. I have certain ones just for my PLR customers. I have one for my Squidoo book. I have one because I have a book that teaches people how to write their own information product, how to write their own ebook. So I have a list for that. And then some other niches, you know, small ones. Like I had a wedding planning one and a golf one because I used to golf. So you can build an AWeber. I like it because you can build multiple lists. And it's all $19.95 a month, so you're not having to pay for each list that you build.
Or for the number of names that are being built.
Right.
Okay. That's great. So now, like with your golf one, do you keep all your lists active, or, you know, is it like a blog? If you don't add something to it constantly, it'll die down or lose its ranking in the search engine?
Well, what happens with your list, when you don't communicate with them often, when you do finally send an email, they'll forget that they were on your list, and they'll wonder why you're contacting them, why you're invading their email. So it's the preferable thing to do, which I've learned and I'm actually working on now, is to go ahead and fill your autoresponder series with a year's worth of autoresponders. That's 52 posts or emails that you're going to be sending out once a week, like clockwork. And you can do more. You can always do a broadcast message where it just goes out right when you put it in the queue. But I like to, right now, I'm doing tips on Squidoo. So my Squidoo customers, once a week, they get a Squidoo tip.
Okay. And then you also have a series of PLRs for the entire year. So if someone's interested in that, you can also provide that service for them, correct?
Yes. On the PLRminimart.com, I have a section that I'm starting to build. Right now, I think I just have two, the diet niche for dieting. So it's a year's worth of communication with your customers on diet tips. And then the other one is for stress, like stress relief, which kind of fits everybody.
Yeah, right. True. Now, if you have someone comes to you and they are interested in putting up a Skidoo page or marketing in a niche, how do you guide them or what do you suggest to them as to getting on and building a business online?
Well, let's take an example because it's good to kind of hear about a real example. If, say, you're in the travel niche, okay, you want to first put together three little 250-word articles. Like you could do one on travel safety, one on saving money, and one on what to see and do at a certain destination, maybe Disney World. Okay, mm-hmm. You can then go on to ClickBank, LinkShare, and Commission Junction and find products to promote. Or if you have your own product, that's actually preferable because then you keep 100% of the sale. So if we go on ClickBank, there's one called Disney Vacation Savings Guide. Or there's other ones, Working Abroad. You can pick any of those, and you can actually promote those in your lens. If they have banner ads, you can plug that HTML code right into your text box, or you can just do a text link. And then you can add, you're going to start building on your lens, you're just going to start building modules. So you, underneath that, you might have an Orbitz module, and that is a little module where they type in their destination, and if they happen to buy the travel package, you get a commission off that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can do, tangibles through an Amazon module. You can promote luggage or other books on travel, like Frommer's Guides
mm-hmm.
that they have, all right. kinds of different things through Amazon. You can do a poll on the most popular vacation destinations, and in your poll, you can actually hyperlink the text, and so before or after they take the poll, they can click on any of those options and be taken to a product. Like you could say, where do you most want to go this year? Disney World could be one, and you could hyperlink that answer to the Disney World vacation guide that you're an affiliate for. Then you could have a YouTube video. It could be something simple like how to pack, and you could show them literally how to pack a suitcase because a lot of people have trouble doing that. And you can stick that right on your video with your on your Skidoo lens, right with your URL in there if you have a domain or a blog, so it would drive traffic there. Then you could put an RSS feed on your module, on your lens, that just drives them right to your blog on travel tips, for instance. And then you could have Flickr photos. They have a Flickr module that you can, kind of jazz up your lens and make it look pretty, like you could have different vacation destinations, and your Flickr photos can be tagged with your domain name. So it's really endless. All of your modules usually offer a description area, and in that description you can use the HTML code where you just hyperlink text, and you can promote whatever you want in that area.
Now, do you provide consulting services for people who are interested in having lenses but don't know how to do all that? They don't have the creative mind that you have, so they're not able to put it all together like you just did.
Well, the ebook does guide you through it, but we do. I partnered with Lewis Smile, and he's another Skidoo expert. He's more of the technical mind behind the lens, and I do the creative peer-to-peer socialization part. And so we decided to partner, and we launched buildmylens.com, and we actually people pay us to build their lens for them, and then after we build it, and it looks really nice and everything, we transfer it to them with a cheat sheet that shows them how to manage it from here on out. It tells them, here's what you do to get traffic. Here's what you do to update it. And it's just little tips for them to follow. And one
how
of our...
Often,
I'm sorry?
I was just wondering, how often would they have to update it to keep it live?
Well, there's some lenses that I don't touch that still have a page rank of 4 on Google
wow.
and are doing well that I don't even have time to mess with. It's just as often as you can. The more you do with it, the more results you're going to see.
Okay.
We created one. It was a Skidoo.com/Mr. Bento, B-E-N-T-O. And this girl wanted a lens on Japanese lunchboxes. So we created it for her. And this was just a couple of months ago. And I noticed today she's at a page rank 5. And so she's doing really well with that.
And then what does PageRank mean?
Google PageRank, that's their consideration of how worthy your site is for a particular keyword term. Like Skidoo, or Google is a PageRank 10, because obviously they own it. But a lot of sites, anything a 4 or above is considered good. It's valuable. You want links going to your website that are a PageRank 4 or above. because say you have a website on, we'll use the travel again, the more links you have on the internet that point to you saying, hey, this is a good travel site, the higher you rise in the search engine result pages. Like when someone enters, you know, travel to Florida, you want your site to come up on page one.
Okay.
And so the page rank helps with that.
So is the page rank meaning you're number four on page one?
No, it doesn't mean that.
Okay.
It's their little formula for how worthy your site is for that particular.
Okay.
Everything starts out with a zero until you.
Where would you find that number?
Google has a toolbar that you can install. If you go to Google and just say Google Toolbar, you can install it. And so then whenever you go to a website, there's this little green, just this little bar, and you can see, you know, if it's very low or if it's nothing, then you have a zero. And when you hover your mouse over that bar, it'll tell you this is a page rank 5 out of 10 or 4 out of 10. And it just kind of helps you gauge how well your site is doing.
Oh, great. So then when like an Alexa rank, does that rank you in with the entire rest of the web pages out there?
I don't know as much about Alexa. I think it's similar, but of course everybody, you know, Google is the god of traffic. So
right.
That's the main thing you concern yourself with. And a lot of people, I want to mention this, they worry too much about Squidoo's lens rank. They have a lens rank, so they have like a top 100 lens list.
Mm-hmm.
And right now if you built a lens today, you'd probably be somewhere in the 300,000s. And then every day, you know, every time you update it, it goes higher and higher, or actually the number goes lower. And ultimately, you would hope to be the number one lens on Squidoo. But don't focus so much on that, because I have lenses in the 18,000s who are getting plenty of traffic and converting sales. So you don't want to focus on that. It used to be a huge issue with people.
Well, sure, everybody wants to be the top, whatever it is.
Right.
But like you said, if it's not bringing dollars, then it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Oh, wow, this is super interesting. So everyone needs to go take a look at Squidoo.com and go to PLRMiniMart.com. And if you need help with your page development, what's that website again?
BuildMyLens.com.
BuildMyLens.com, I love it, because there's some people that maybe they just don't have time to do it. So
there's another great thing I don't know if you've heard about yet that Squidoo just came out with, like three sister sites. It's ever.com,
mm-hmm.
SquidVids, and SquidWho. And with all three of those, you type in your topic, and it automatically creates a lens for you.
Whoa.
Now, it doesn't jazz it up real nice. You claim it, and then you can alter it any way you want. But it does pull YouTube videos that are relevant, blog news that's relevant. It kind of automatically fills it for you. So it's really neat.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw the ever.com, but I didn't realize that it pulled in information for you.
It does some. Like you enter a little bit on the form. Like, you know, I have bestplrsite.com is what I created. So it pulls as much as it knows about that off the internet and plugs it in. Like my videos that I made on YouTube that were about PLR, it automatically put those in there for me. So it just kind of shortens your work time.
Bestplr.ever.com?
You're talking about my site?
Yes.
It's best.plr-site.ever.com.
Okay. So that's
well,
have
see
you jazzed
that
it up yet?
It's already up. And it kind of looks like a news page. It's more, it actually looks like a newspaper.
Okay.
Sort of.
Now, does that get the same kind of ranking like when you first put up your first page and for ghostwriting and it got on Google? Will that do the same thing on those other sites that Squidoo just put up, like ever?
Yeah, they're actually connected to Squidoo. It looks like a different domain, but actually it has two URLs, which is very weird. It's actually, when you go to that site, another way to type in the URL is squidoo.com/best-plr-site-ever.com. So it has a double URL, which is weird. So it's going to rank just like any other lens on Squidoo.
Okay.
And SquidVids is a video, if you want to have a video lens, like you could do a video showcase of you know, some sort of gadgets, tech gadgets or whatever, and it would pull all that for you, automatically have it in there. And Squid Who is really good for branding.
Mm.
So if you're branding your name, you know, it's all it is for people.
Really?
Yeah.
So it pulls all the information that's out there on the person?
Yes. Like I could enter Tiffany Dow and it'll pull, I mean, you know, nothing, it doesn't pull random stuff. It pulls
right.
anything about your website or blogs or anything that you have out there, anything you have on YouTube, it pulls it for you automatically. It just kind of gives you a little bit of a jump start.
Okay. All right. That's great stuff. And you said, now, did we already talk about the update of Squidoo today?
Yeah, I was telling you in an email, I logged into Squidoo right before the interview, and they had added a whole bunch of new modules. I haven't even had time to look at them. They're things that make your lens fun. Like we created a lens for a customer about, I think he had an astrology, like a horoscope lens, and he does well with that financially. And I just noticed they have an astrology.com love scope widget that you can add right in there. So they just have all kinds of fun stuff that make your lens look neat.
Then the astrology site that you were saying he does pretty well, he has a book or a membership, or what is his monetization strategy?
I think he does it was through a site where they have to pay a certain amount
mm-hmm.
to get their daily horoscope or something like that.
Oh, right.
So but he has an affiliate mm-hmm. link with them. And, of course, I think he has e-books on there. I can't remember his URL, but... You can probably find it somewhere on Squidoo just by entering it. But they have all sorts of, you know, if you're on eBay, they have an eBay module where you can just enter your store name and you can showcase your own product from eBay.
Wow.
On that lens.
Okay. Now, is there a place for people, someone searching for an idea because they don't have their own business or something? Is there like a hot niche locator out there?
That's keyword tools. You'd have to be using keyword tools. The main thing I would do is, to begin with, is go on ClickBank, find out, just look through the marketplace, find out, you can look at the stats and see what's selling and what's not. You can look in the news. That's one of my favorite places. Like right now I'm seeing a whole bunch of stuff on baby boomers. And how they're retiring, but they want to now earn a living online. They're not ready to retire. So they go home,
right.
and now they're launching businesses online. You know, in organic gardening, I'm learning a lot by having a PLR site because I take custom requests.
Mm-hmm.
So I see what everyone's doing.
That's fabulous.
Kind of an edge that I get.
Yes, you have a super edge. And then you're a great writer, so you're just edged up all over the
place.
Well,
thank you.
But that isn't necessary for people to have successful sites, right? They don't have to be fabulous writers, just have to have good content or be able to locate information people want.
That's right. And, you know, even if you can't afford to hire a writer, it's a peer-to-peer platform now. It's Web 2.0 is what they call it online. People do not like sales pages, so when you're on Squidoo, don't write a hypey sales page. Just they want someone who appears to be friendly to give them a recommendation about something and tell them why. You know, I have lots of clients right now for our Build My Lens site, and they're wanting to promote the reverse funnel system. Ty Coughlin's, it's some sort of, do you know what that is?
The reverse funnel?
Yeah.
No, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's just a different, it's one of those MLM type multi-level marketing
mm-hmm.
Deals. And so everyone wants the same thing. They kind of want a sales page. And I keep telling them that's not what you want to do on Squidoo. So finally one lady came and she said, you know, let's highlight the travel part because the main way they get people on board is because you buy this travel package and you get discount travel, but then you sell this thing to multiple people, the same package. That's why it's multi-level marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's the first one who's actually decided to target people interested in travel.
Yeah.
And her lens
people.
Is going to do really well.
Right. She's targeting people, not the idea.
Right.
That's great.
And it's just people who really do want a discount on their travel, and they're going to see that, and they're going to go, wow. And that's going to be natural because they will naturally tell other people about it, and they can earn $1,000 commission a pop. So it's just it's more natural for her, and she's going to tell her own personal story of how she, you know, wanted to – do this for her family, and they were always looking for affordable ways to travel. And that's what people want to know. They don't want to know, you know, hey, someone you don't know says you can make $1 million overnight. People are not interested in that. They don't believe it.
Exactly.
Even if it's true, in some cases, they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So just be genuine. People, just be genuine and real.
Right. Because people want to connect. They want to know who you are, and, you know, if they can relate to your story, then, you know, you'll be a sell. Just like us tonight. That's what it's about. We just
want to
share this real information with you and let you know that we're here to help you. Tiffany has resources. I have resources, and we're here to support you. So, Tiffany, I want to thank you for spending this evening with me, sharing the information on Squidoo, and I hope you come back.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you going to come back and visit me?
Oh, sure, I will.
Because with the way Squidoo is changing, I'm sure you'll have some great updates and more PLR resources for people to use. And you're growing by leaps and bounds, so I wish you much more continued success and good luck. And I look forward to developing a great relationship with you.
Well, thank you. You too.
Thanks, Tiff. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Jackie Jones Challenge. If you'd like to know how you can host your own radio show podcast, visit us online at smallbizamerica.com.